Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Friday, February 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Frichtner, and this is your Daily Digest College Basketball Show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. It is just past 1 a.m., the last game of the day, Kansas and Samford. They finished up a few minutes ago. I don't know if I've moved except to eat dinner. What a day of basketball. The first day of the NCAA tournament didn't have a ton of, you know, buzzer beaters, the upsets, but it did have one major one, and it involved the local team that this show covers, Kentucky. And you heard me talk about it last night. I was mentioning how they were susceptible to an upset. I didn't think it would happen in this game. I didn't think, after everything we've heard all year, that Kentucky would lose this game in the opening round of the NCAA tournament, but they did. Oakland beat Kentucky 80-76 to knock the Wildcats out without winning a game, and this game was credited to Oakland's Jack Golkey, who scored 32 points for the Golden Grizzlies. He made 10 threes. Jack Golkey, welcome to your shining moment. He was the man of the hour around the country. Everybody was talking about Jack Golkey. 32 points for him. Trey Townsend, a name that everybody's familiar with on this podcast. He had a double-double, 17 points, 12 rebounds for Townsend. And Oakland was able to really just control the game. They had the halftime lead, and then down the stretch, they made the plays to win the game. How did they do it? Well, offensively for Kentucky, they shut down Reed Sheppard. Only 3 points for Reed Sheppard. He only took 5 shots from the field. He was 1 for 5. He made a three, and that was it. Antonio Reeves had 27 points on 11 of 18 shooting. Trey Mitchell had 14 points. Justin Edwards had 10, and Rob Dillingham had 10. But Kentucky was out of sorts, and they could never make the run to try and put this game away. Oakland always had the answer. The Golden Grizzlies, underdogs in this game. I mean, Kentucky was favored by 13.5, but Oakland, the winners of the Horizon League in the regular season and, of course, the conference tournament, they get it done. They move on. Congratulations to Oakland. And on the flip side for Kentucky, now you have some questions to answer. Obviously, Big Blue Nation was extremely upset on social media after this game, and a lot of people talking, is this the last time we saw John Calipari on the sidelines for a Kentucky game? A lot of Kentucky fans want that to happen, but yet have to remember his buyout is $33 million. $33 million if you have to buy out John Calipari with what's remaining on his contract. So I don't know if that is a manageable number or if Kentucky would be that desperate to get rid of him that they would be able to deliver that kind of money. But either way, Kentucky loses by 4 in the first round, and their NCAA tournament struggles continue. I mean, you think back to last year, they only won 1 game before getting bounced by Kansas State in the second round. Back in 2022, they lost to St. Peter's on that magical run for the Peacocks into the Elite Eight. They didn't make the tournament in 2021. There was no tournament in 2020. And go all the way back to 2019. That was when Kentucky lost to Auburn in the Elite Eight, but just not much tournament success since 2019 for the Wildcats. Is this enough to spell the end for John Calipari, or does he get another year? We'll see. Fans are frustrated. I think the one thing that was the hottest topic of discussion, as it always is with John Calipari, is you have the young teams. You have all of these freshmen, and it takes a while for them to gel together, but then they inevitably go to the NBA. And Jay Wright was talking about it on the panel after the game at the desk as an analyst. These players are going to be incredible in the NBA, but right now they are not good college players. You're playing all of these guys that are experienced. They've been around the college game for a while. They're like 23 years old. It's not the same when you're playing these freshmen. The game has changed. Does Cal change with it? Does Kentucky give him the chance to change with it? Or do we see Cal coaching on another sideline next season? We'll see. It's going to be a very intriguing few days in Big Blue Nation. But that was the headline of the day. Let's roll through the other games. The first game of the day, Michigan State, they easily handled Mississippi State 69-51. Duquesne upset BYU 71-67. The Big 12 losing in their first opportunity of the day. 4-point loss to Duquesne out of the Atlantic 10. Creighton took a little bit for Creighton to settle in against Akron, but then they were able to pull away and win by 17. Arizona, kind of the same way, a rough first half for Arizona. They were only up by 6 at halftime, but ended up winning by 20. North Carolina easily cruised past Wagner 90-62 in the 116 game. Illinois and Morehead State, this ended up being a blowout, but it was much closer than you would think. Illinois was losing this game with about 16 minutes left in the second half, something like that, right around the 16-minute mark. They were losing by one, ended up winning 85-69. Oregon beat South Carolina 87-73. The Ducks and Dana Altman at Oregon has not lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Dayton and Nevada, this was not necessarily the upset of the day. Nevada was favored. I think it was 1 or maybe 1.5 that Nevada was favored by when the line closed. But Dayton was down by 17 points with about 7 minutes left in the game, and they came all the way back to win 63-60. And it was kind of funny timing too, because this was the last game of that late afternoon window before the night games got started. So I'm assuming a lot of people probably turned this game off with Dayton losing by so much. Flyers, they come roaring back. They start hitting threes. Nevada basically went to a stall offense. They were trying to just essentially dribble out the clock from what it seemed, and they couldn't make shots. They got stagnant. Dayton started hitting shots. It opened up the offense. The scoring was easier, and Dayton goes on to win by 3. Texas beats Colorado State 56-44. Iowa State beats South Dakota State 82-65. Gonzaga over McNeese State 86-65. This one was never close. It was all Gonzaga from wire to wire. McNeese was a popular upset pick, and like I said, I think I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I might not have. Hopefully I did. I always fade the trendiest upset pick. Whatever you hear from the time the bracket on Sunday is released until Thursday when you have to submit your brackets, you always hear about, it's usually a 5-12 game. You always hear, oh, this team's going to win, this team's going to win, hammer this team for sure, they're going to get it done. That's the team I generally fade. Gonzaga was, to me, an easy pick in that spot. They win by 21. Tennessee had no problem with St. Peter's 83-49. NC State beat Texas Tech 80-67. Drake, they had small leads on Washington State for pretty much the whole game, but then Washington State rallied late to win 66-61. And in the game that just finished a few minutes ago before I started recording, Kansas beat Samford 93-89. Kansas had something like a 20-point lead in this game. Samford came roaring back. Samford was down one with less than 20 seconds to go in the game. Kansas had a breakaway layup. Samford blocked the shot, but a foul was called on the play. They showed a ton of angles of replays, and it was about the cleanest block you'll find. It was a textbook block from behind, and it was called a foul. No contact, all ball. It was called a foul. Kansas goes to the free throw line, knocks down a couple free throws to go up 3. Samford misses the 3. Ball goes out of bounds. Kansas hits another free throw. They win by 4. But a devastating call there for Samford. They would have had the ball with a chance to win the game there in the closing seconds. Of course, they would have had to score, so you always play the what-if game. But if you're a Samford fan, tough, tough way for that game to end. So all in all, a lot of blowouts yesterday, but a couple interesting storylines when you look at Kansas beating Samford, the big comeback from Dayton, and then, of course, Oakland and Jack Golke beating Kentucky 80-76. Let's take a look at today. Northwestern and Florida Atlantic, they get started at 12:15. Florida Atlantic, 3.5-point favorites over the Wildcats. Baylor at 12:40, they are 14.5-point favorites against Colgate. San Diego State in a 12-5 game. San Diego State, the 5 seed against 12 seed UAB at 145. The Aztecs are 6.5-point favorites. Marquette and Western Kentucky at 2 o'clock. Golden Eagles, 14.5-point favorites against the Hilltoppers. I will be at that game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Connecticut, UConn, the reigning national champions. They get their NCAA tournament started at 2:45, 26.5-point favorites against Stetson. The 11 seed, New Mexico, 2.5-point favorites against Clemson. That's at 3:10. Auburn, 12.5-point favorites against Yale. That's at 4:15. Florida, 1.5-point favorites against Colorado. A tight game there at 4:30. Then Texas A&M and Nebraska, an intriguing one at 6:50 to get the night games going. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites. The Cornhuskers have never won a game in the NCAA tournament. Duke, 12.5-point favorites over Vermont out of the America East. That's at 7:10. Purdue, 26.5-point favorites against Grambling State at 7:25. Alabama plays Charleston at 7:35. Crimson Tide, 9.5-point favorites there. Houston, 23.5-point favorites against Longwood at 9:20. Wisconsin, they are the 5 seed, taking on 12 seed James Madison. Badgers are 5.5-point favorites at 9:40. Then an 8-9 game at 9:55 is Utah State and TCU. The Horned Frogs are the 9 seed in this game, but they are 4.5-point favorites. And then the final game of the day at 10:05, St. Mary's, 5.5-point favorites over the 12 seed Grand Canyon Antelopes. Can the Lopes get it done? Can they win a game in the NCAA tournament? Grand Canyon, a fun story, always a rocking fan base out there in Phoenix. They're coached by Bryce Drew. Can Grand Canyon, who sits at 29-4 on the season, can they win their first NCAA tournament game? We'll see. They've made the NCAA tournament before. They were in it last year. They lost to Gonzaga in 2022. They didn't make the NCAA tournament, but they've won the WAC back in 2021. They played Iowa, and they lost by 12. They've been there, but can they win a game? They'll be playing St. Mary's in the last game of the day. I already mentioned that I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do a show for Saturday morning, so I'm going to go ahead and at least run through the tip times for Saturday. 12:45, Dayton and Arizona play on Saturday. That's in Salt Lake City, which means Dayton and Arizona will play at 10:45 local time out in Salt Lake City. I'm surprised that they did that. 10:45 local time for Dayton and Arizona. That's on CBS. And then at 3:15, Gonzaga and Kansas on CBS, also in Salt Lake City. At 5:30, Michigan State and North Carolina. At 6:10, Washington State and Iowa State. At 7:10, Oakland and NC State. At 8 o'clock, Texas and Tennessee. At 8:40, Duquesne and Illinois. And at 9:40, Oregon and Creighton. And that's what I talk about a lot, where you say, maybe if there aren't all of the upsets on the first day, that by the time you get into the later rounds, you start to see a lot of these big names and intriguing matchups go against each other, and you're going to start to see that over the weekend. Paul's pick of the day: we had not had a streak longer than 2 since early February, and this is not the way I wanted to break that, because we have now lost 3 in a row. I thought we were cruising with that Nevada pick yesterday. We looked made in the shade until we didn't. Dayton comes storming back. I just cannot get Dayton right this year. They're my pick of the day, and I'm on them. They lose. They're my pick of the day against them, and they have a historic comeback that really, it was the biggest comeback since 2018, when Nevada came back down 22 against Cincinnati. So the roles were reversed, but I was on the wrong side of it. That means the losing streak is 3. We are now 50-40-1 on the season overall. Tonight, let's go with Florida -1.5 in their game against Colorado. I think Florida matches up very well in this game. I liked how Florida played in the SEC tournament. Let's go with Florida to get us back on track. That'll do it for today's Rebound Rundown. I don't know if I'll have a show for you on Saturday morning. I'm going to try to, but I might not. If I don't, enjoy the weekend. Take in all of the hoops. Basketball, basketball, basketball. for the next 3 days. Enjoy it, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next time on the Rebound Rundown.